Welcome to the fourth quality of becoming an intentional creator. This section is entitled Getting Your Funny Back. After spending 10 years paying back $1 million in debt, I had become quite a sober person. There was no time for silliness. It was work, work, work. It was the evening of the groom's dinner for the marriage of my third daughter, Christina, that I got the wake-up call. It was my time to share, so I stood and walked to the front of the room. Free from years of financial struggle, I was relaxed and calm. I shared several humorous stories about Christina. That's easy to do. She was always joyful and laughing and doing crazy things. We laughed and cried as the stories unfolded. The tribute was genuine and it was funny and it was appropriate. As I returned to my table, my oldest son, David, stood to greet me. He held me in his arms and kissed me on the cheek and said, "Dad, it is good to have your funny back." The lesson that night, delivered by a wise and observant son, was clear. I had worked hard and provided. We had survived a crisis. But it would have been much easier for all of them if I had not lost my funny in the process. Laughter is often the best medicine. In scroll number 7, I Will Laugh at the World, Og gives us some sage wisdom. He writes, "And how can I laugh when confronted with man or deed which offends me so as to bring forth my tears or my curses? 4 words I will train myself to say until they become a habit so strong that immediately they will appear in my mind whenever good humor threatens to depart from me. These words, passed down from the ancients, will carry me through every adversity and maintain my life in balance. These 4 words are, this too shall pass. I will laugh at the world." Consciously choose to find humor in difficult situations. Select one thing that is happening in your life, professionally or personally, that is threatening to steal your funny. Step back and put yourself in the shoes of those who are observing your behavior. What are they seeing? Is this who you want to be? How would they respond if you were to step back and take control of these thoughts and find your funny? How could this relieve tension in the workplace or at home? Can you feel these thought processes fighting you? Finding any humor yet? If not, listen to this story. Now, has anyone ever had a child who knows how to push your buttons? My youngest son was masterful. In response, I would try to talk to him. His eyes would gloss over and he would transport to another planet. This was frustrating, and my response was to get even more intense. The more intense I got, the farther away he would drift. That only caused me to be more intent on breaking through and making him understand the error of his ways. Well, one evening we were standing in the breakfast nook having one of these one-way conversations, when it hit me just how funny this must look if someone were watching. Me, walking around this stone statue, actually believing that it could hear me. I erupted into laughter. The harder I laughed, the more conscious the statue became, until a human being stood before me. He started to laugh. The harder we laughed together, the more bonded we became. Now, this doesn't always work. But sometimes these thoughts and the need to be right, to be heard, to be understood, to fix, to guide, to correct, can cause us to do really silly things. Next time, consider humor. It is cleansing and it is healing. Now, whether your thoughts are preoccupied with ideas about what is right or wrong, or they build mental constructs, these expectations, these concrete conditions for happiness, and react accordingly, or they want you to resist order and structure, once you become aware, you can keep them from controlling your life and getting in your way of intentionally creating your dreams. When unbalanced and left unchecked, they can quickly undo the progress you're making with the other qualities of becoming an intentional creator.